Hi, Shirley. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Ryden. Thank you so much. We so much appreciate you. But before I ask my question, I just had a quick follow-up on the question that the other caller had called about hydrochloric acid. I was just wondering, and by the way, thank you for turning us on to that. That has been a really, really beneficial for me. But I was just wondering if you can take too many. Because I do take about maybe 5 or so per meal. I was just wondering, is there a way to know that you're taking too many?
Your tummy will tell you if we take way too many, but it's awfully difficult, ma'am. Now, I'm not kidding you, but I do work with the occasional person who uses, and I'm very serious about this, 10 to 12 with full meals and 8 to 10 with larger meals. And how did they find out they needed that much? Well, because that thing I was talking about called the hair mineral analysis showed that their minerals didn't really get into their systems until they went to that dose, and they didn't have any adverse symptoms. But just watch out for burning pain in the tummy, and then, of course, you got to back off. That's unlikely. That more likely means that the stomach lining is actually starting to atrophy a little bit. At that point, we have people pause their hydrochloric acid and take things to rebuild the stomach lining, which takes a couple of months. But even so, ma'am, the hair mineral analysis is the best way of telling when you've got your hydrochloric up to where it's needed to get those minerals into the body.
And then you would still continue to take them, even if, let's say, that your level comes back normal, you would still just take them for maintenance purposes?
Oh, absolutely, ma'am, because none of us are getting any younger. And as you know, this slowdown in stomach acid production is nature's way. Remember that Mayo Clinic research, nearly 50%. Of men and women by age 60 have a decrease from optimal stomach acid. So, yeah, you got to take it for the rest of this lifetime anyway, ma'am. It's
okay,
like if you're using bioidentical hormones, same thing.
Well, and really what my call was about was concerning my mom, where she has, I think I mentioned to you before, and you may not remember, but she had fallen, and make a long story short, where they had diagnosed blood clots in her legs, and so I got that product from the clinic that eats up the blood clots. But their concern is that she has, that her blood is too thick and that her blood needs to be thinner, because her INRA was at 1, and they said that's too low. That means that her blood is too thick, and that they want to give her a blood thinning drug to thin out her blood. And so I just wanted to know if you had a natural protocol for that.
Well, yeah, ma'am. I wish modern medicine would catch up with what's known by modern science. And your mother may be a little old for this, but I'm going to mention it anyway. It's called blood donation. Good grief. That's one of the best ways of thinning out the blood there is. There's research from the United States and from Finland showing that routine blood donation every 3-4 months cuts the risk of heart attack and stroke by 45%, which is a big old percent. That was the American study. And by 88%, that was the Finnish study. And how does it do it? By thinning out the blood. It's as simple as that. Now, if she's not up for blood donation, there is another alternative. It's called fish oil. And fish oil actually can make the blood so slippery if you overdo it. And it takes quite a lot to overdo it, several tablespoons full a day. But fish oil can make the blood so blinking slippery that if you happen to get whacked in the head, you'll have a hemorrhagic stroke, not because of a clot, because you got your head whacked and a blood vessel broke and it bled all over the place. But what it does prevent are the ischemic strokes, which are the ones that happen because of lack of blood flow. So anyway, fish oil, and the fish oil for ladies should be the one with the higher DHA fraction, a little higher than the EPA fraction, because it's the DHA which makes a woman's platelets more slippery. And for the men, it's the EPA. Now, both of those are in fish oil, but you look for the one with a higher fraction. Now, it does sound to me like she needs to be working with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to guide how often the blood donations might be needed for her, and or to guide how much fish oil for her.
And if she's up in age, like in her late 80s, she can still donate blood?
Well, no, the blood banks won't do it if you're over 80. Somehow your blood goes bad by when you're over 80. But many natural medicine doctors do what's called therapeutic phlebotomy, which just means they come into the person comes into that doctor's office and they draw off half a pint of blood or something like that and send them home.
Gotcha. Okay, that's what we need to do. But then what do you think of that measurement of 1? Is that something that would make you nervous?
A little bit, not greatly, because I know where the fish oil bottle is.
Okay, gotcha. And you would avoid the, if it were you, you would avoid the drug and just increase the dosage of fish oil. And she will, I would try to get her under the care of a doctor. She's got, you know, minimal resources.
Yeah. Now, there is, ma'am, there are two ways of measuring how much fish oil one needs. Over at the University of Washington, they've got a test called platelet aggregation. Now, they charge one arm and two legs for it, but if you're covered by Medicare or insurance, okay, that'll take care of it. And you find out how slippery your platelets are, so you don't take too much or too little. Now, over here at Meridian Valley Lab, yes, I'm clinical director there. They've got another test. It's called a blood viscosity test, and that tells you how thick your blood is, too. That one, no, Meridian Valley Lab doesn't take insurance, so they'd be subject to all kinds of government regulations. But the test is about, what, 25% the price of the one at the University of Washington. So there are tests available, is the point.
Okay, and really quickly, I know you've got a lot of cards. Could you, okay, I got the blood viscosity one, and the other one is a blood platelet. And where would you do that?
The University of Washington Laboratory is the only place. It's called platelet aggregation. And aggregation is just a gathering together, like an aggregation of politicians.
So she would contact U of W Laboratories?
Well, she'd have to have a doctor's referral there, ma'am.
Okay.
Doctor would have to write a note that could be taken there, you see.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you so much.